We had a meeting with our council here in the municipality of Blanc-Sablon. Roderick Decay had a meeting with East Council in Bonne-Espérance. We talked to different merchants, we talked to stakeholders, we talked to different citizens, the healthcare system, doctors. I know that as not everybody wants us to be deconfined, I can understand that. People are nervous, people are scared, and I respect that. However, we are told that we don't have a choice. We have to look at deconfinement. So last Friday, we sent a proposal, a suggestion to the public health, telling them what we wanted in the deconfinement. We know that for certain people, this is going to be difficult and all that. However, for some other people, too, the fact that we are confined is difficult as well, because some people would like to be able to visit their relatives in the Labrador.
And what's important to note is, as you had mentioned, you are consulting with other members of the community on their opinion for this decision.
Yes. So I'm just going to read to you what we put down as a proposal to public health for our region. And also, this is backed as well by the MRC. After consulting with the different council, municipalities, community stakeholders, we have a majority consensus. We didn't do no survey. I got to be honest with you there. The communication in relation to our suggestion on future location of control point currently in place in Quebec and the shared control point between our province and Newfoundland and Labrador. As a result of our consultation, this is what we suggest. Maintain the control point at the airport and at the wharf in Blanc-Sablon. Verify with the authorities in Labrador and Newfoundland their position concerning the possibility of obtaining a zone in eastern Quebec and south of Labrador. Obviously, when entering the future zone, if accepted, a detailed questionnaire be completed for each person seeking entry into the future location of the control point, to allow the public health department to be able to do proper tracing if there is a case that comes in. If the Newfoundland and Labrador authorities do not receive this proposal, we would have to revise our position as municipalities, because we don't see benefits of us lifting our control point if Newfoundland maintains theirs.
And that has been something that has been voiced by the people. They're saying, you know, it needs to be a collaborative effort.
But the thing is, right now, like I said, we don't have no control over what decisions is going to be taken. It's going to be public health and the government that's going to make the decision. And we said that if there is no removal of the control point in Labrador and this one here in Quebec is removed, we can see that the population here is going to be extreme negative reaction from the population in this municipality and in the Bonne-Espérance municipality. We're expecting this for sure. So this is what was presented to public health. This is what public health is bringing up at their level with public health in Newfoundland, and this is being discussed at the moment that we are speaking. So what decision is going to be rendered, we don't know at all. We have to wait for them to get back to us. But to me, it was important to come on the radio today to let the people know that we have no choice but to deconfine. And I know on social media, a lot of people have been writing, it's time for us to deconfine too, because they're finding it very difficult. And for some business owners, it's not easy too, because we know that Labrador population comes there for certain shopping. And we in Quebec go to Labrador too. So both sides is difficult right now with the border in place. However, we do also know that for some people, opening the border is a scary thing too, because they're fearful that the virus may come in. But I just want to reassure the population. Right now, there is process in place. Testing could be done in Blanc-Sablon. Results could be obtained within 24 hours in Blanc-Sablon. So the tracing could be done very quickly. And also, right now, the municipality don't have many options because, like I said, we don't have the authority as public health, and they are asking us to look at the deconfinement.